This is The Drive on the Superstation, CJOB 68.
312, Ian Monroe lives in Chester Basin, Nova Scotia. His father was a Canadian World War II veteran. His mother was a war bride from Paisley, Scotland. He came to Canada when he was less than two. He's lived his entire life here in this country, but 65 years later, still does not have his Canadian citizenship. Ian joins me on the telephone. Ian, thanks so much for doing this. Let's start off by setting the stage for us as far as the circumstances surrounding your birth.
My dad joined the Navy during the war, of course. He was a fisherman and boat builder in Nova Scotia. And he joined the Navy, and he was stationed in Greenock, Scotland. And he met my mother through a blind date. And about, I don't know how many months it was later, they got married. I know they weren't engaged all that long, and they got married. So then a year and a little bit later, they were married in June of 44. I was born in September of 45. And Dad wanted to come back to Canada, and of course Mom said, well, we're going with you. So my mother and I arrived in Halifax at Pier 21 on the Queen Mary in June 46. So we moved to where my father was from, a small fishing village in Guysville County. Anyway, we were all over the country. Dad went back into the Navy eventually. So we were all over the country. We lived in Victoria, and we lived in Montreal and everywhere. When I was 17, I joined the Navy myself, and I did 18 years, and then I went to work for a German company, Stedler Mares Limited, as a sales rep. So in 1985, Germany was the head office for Stedler in Nuremberg, and I had to go to Germany for sales meetings and to tour the new factory and all this kind of thing. And I went in and applied for a passport, and that was the day I was informed that I wasn't a Canadian. I was 40 years old at the time. And as you can imagine, it came as a tad of a surprise. I'm not Canadian. So I dealt with a very nice guy in Halifax in the immigration office, and he gave me a temporary passport, which was good for 6 months, so I could go to my sales meeting and all this kind of thing. So, he told me, when you get back here, you better apply for citizenship and get your card, and then you can get a permanent passport and all that. Well, when I got back from Germany, I'm not a flyer. I hate flying, so my wife and I don't go overseas or anything like that. The only place we ever went was the United States. We had friends in Maine. We'd go see them, and going back and forth to Montreal, where my office was for Stedler, my Canadian office, we would travel through the States sometimes because it was a nice drive through the White Mountains and that. Then, of course, 9/11 happened. Now you can't even get in the States. So I had a friend, a very close friend. He was dying in Maine a couple of years ago, and I couldn't go see him before he died, and I couldn't go to his funeral. I was very upset about the whole situation. And my wife said, you realize that, you know, you're going to be 65 in a couple of years, and you may not get an old age pension out of this. So I had a connection in Fredericton through a friend that worked for the Department of Immigration. So I spoke with him on the phone. I had quite a conversation with him. And he told me to apply for permanent resident status, which I did. Now, that covered me. I was going to get my old age pension, but I couldn't get a passport with it. With permanent resident status, it doesn't entitle you to a passport. So then, a couple of years ago, Mr. Harper was down here in Halifax, and he was dedicating Pier 21. And it just happened to be Canada Day, and I don't know why I wasn't even thinking of that part of it. Anyway, he was here to dedicate it, and I thought it was a nice thing. You know, I mean, it's a very historical spot. I wrote a letter to the editor, but I in the Chronicle Herald in Halifax, but I wrote it as if I was writing to Mr. Harper himself, like a personal letter. And I just said that I thought it was a great thing what he was doing and all that, but it hurts a lot of people in a lot of ways, too, because I said, I was in Pier 21 before you were born, Mr. Harper. And here I am, not a Canadian. And it really bothers you, you know. I mean, I spent 18 years in the Navy, and now I'm being told I'm not a Canadian. So through this, I ended up getting quite a few phone calls and letters and everything. I was on Canada AM, and I was in the newspaper, front page of the newspaper in Halifax, 2 days after this happened. So I was... got messages from this lady in Fredericton, very, very nice lady, and she's written books about war brides and all this. So she got me very involved in this to put in for my citizenship. You know, now I was told I was not a Canadian. See, this is the whole thing. I was told I was not a Canadian. So she told me, that's wrong. You are a Canadian. You are a Canadian. You only have to apply for proof of citizenship. I decided, okay, well, I guess I'll do it. So she helped me. We filled out all the paperwork and everything else. Now, my mother never threw out anything. She kept everything. I have her birth certificate. I have my father's birth certificate. I've got their marriage license. I've got everything way back, years and years. So I photocopied everything. I photocopied everything, and I took it with me up to Fredericton when I went to see this lady. And I applied for my proof of citizenship, which is just a card, basically. That was in November, I believe, of last year. I think it was November. I waited, I don't know, it was about a couple weeks ago. I got a phone call from this lady in Ottawa, Stella Holliday, her name. She's a very nice lady. She called, and the first thing she asked me was if my parents were married when I was born. So I never thought too much of it. And she asked me that, and I said, yes, I have proof of it. She said, okay, I want your birth certificate, your father's birth certificate, and a copy of your mother and father's marriage license. So I said, okay, I'll put it in the mail tomorrow. So that night it just happened that this girl from Fredericton called me, and I told her what happened. And she said, why is she calling you and asking you that question? She's not allowed to ask you that. She's not allowed to ask you what color your skin is. She can't ask you what religion you are. She can't ask you any of that stuff. Why is she asking you that? And besides that, she already has all that. Why is she calling and asking? Either they're trying to give you a hard time or they don't believe you. And I phoned her the next day and asked her, and she told me that if my parents were not married, then I was not a Canadian citizen, which to me is out and out discrimination.
Now, you've actually filed a complaint with the Canadian Human Rights Commission. And
I did it through this girl in Fredericton with her. And the reason I did it is not for me. I'm clear and free now. But a strange thing is, as soon as I filed this letter the other day, I got a phone call from Stella Holliday yesterday, or the day before yesterday, to tell me that I'm approved. She got the paperwork. I'm approved, and she's putting a rush on it to give me my citizenship. I should have it next week. Now, why would that all of a sudden happen? It's strange. Anyway, I feel terrible for people that can't prove whether their parents were married. And there's probably a whole pile of them. And I don't know what they're going to go through. And that's why I filed it, because I'm the one that actually found them out, or I'm the one that got suspicious or whatever. Anyway, that's my story.
Ian, I've got to wrap up, but thanks so much for doing this, and keep in touch with me, would you, and let me know how that complaint works out with the CHRC.
Well, if I'm not deported.
Thanks again.
I don't need a one-way ticket.
Thanks again, Ian. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ian Monroe from Chester Basin, Nova Scotia. Do you have a similar story to share? I was speaking with a Canadian historian, and she does a lot of research with regards to war brides and their children and these sorts of ordeals. I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email to kblack@cjob.com. Find me on Facebook at Karen Black, CJOB. Coming up after news and sports, the story of a woman who was born out of wedlock, and her situation has turned into a veritable nightmare. So that's still ahead. Federal budget highlights with Richard Cloutier next half hour. And your sports with Lorne Edwards is next on CJOB 68.